a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Apologies to everyone out there. You're just going to have to sit through this. It's job review time for one of my colleagues here inside the studio.
Okay.
So,
I'll just go get some waters.
No, you stay right where you are.
Do we need a support person?
Right where you are.
Are we each other's support person?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Alrighty. Tom, how long have you been doing this job?
Almost 18 years.
18 years?
Yeah.
18 years?
Yeah.
Do you think you've improved in that time?
Oh, I think I plateaued, if I'm being honest.
You're coming in a bit hot there.
Hey, I'm intentionally coming in hot.
I don't know what I've done.
I know.
Tom, yeah. Yesterday,
yeah.
On air,
yes.
You made a bold statement.
About pickleball?
No.
Uh-huh.
About the weather. You made it categorical.
See, I carry a lot of guilt about the weather as the day wears on.
Just for everybody listening right now,
yeah,
what
right.
did you state categorically yesterday?
I said the rain will have passed us by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Did you revisit that again throughout the morning?
When about 20 past eight, we all agreed that the rain had passed.
Oh, I don't know. You just kind of violently shoved it down my throat.
Well, so we looked at the radar.
You can't read a radar.
Yeah, like. you viciously attacked your colleague in Lawrence.
Tomuskis,
and you said that she had no clue how to read a rain radar.
She doesn't. She doesn't know what it means.
Well, clearly, you don't.
Go on.
What happened yesterday?
Yeah, later in the day, there was a bit of stormy gear going on.
A bit of stormy gear.
Yeah.
Bit of flash flooding?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, down Paco, down the river end of Paco, there was a fair bit going
on.
Oh,
was there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd know.
I mean, you could have popped round to my house for a little visit and seen a waterfall coming through our downlights.
No!
Oh, no!
Our carpet just completely underwater.
No! Was it that bad?
It was that bad, and I blame you.
Yes, okay.
You and your stupid statement. Oh, the rain has passed. I know everything about weather because I've been working in radio for 18 years.
Well, the thing with the radar is they update it, so it had passed us for the morning. It was coming back in the afternoon, but you couldn't see that. No, I know I didn't say that.
He would have put his tarp on the radar. You know, he would have put up the tarp dome.
He would never put the tarp up himself.
Yeah, it's a button. You just flick it. Yeah. It's like a giant umbrella over his house. Seriously, do that? Are you?
Oh yes.
You guys all right?
There is water everywhere.
Oh my God, what is it with your house getting flooded?
It's one certain part of the house where the roof's a bit flat and it doesn't cope well with that bigger deluge, which you promised wasn't coming.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Now, out of all of this, in order to move forward, because out of a job review, we've got to find a way forward.
Action points.
I am going to hold on to the anger and
don't
just
hold on to it.
Just vitriol inside until my house is dry.
Okay. Yeah.
But would you like to apologise to Lauren for the statement you made about her inability to read the radar?
Lauren, I am sorry that you don't know how to read a radar.
You tried, Lingy. Love you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You want to do a live version of this?
Yep, let's go.
Here you go. As anxiety or just thinking the thing, you be the judge.
I didn't give us a ring.
But don't call us.
No, don't call us. But we're getting better at that.
We're getting so much better at it. So obviously I have anxiety, right? And I just don't know whether this is this is my anxiety or this is just like a general, like we're all thinking the thing, right? Black Friday sales.
Mm.
I find this particular part of the year very stressful.
Why?
Shopping.
Shopping. I try and do all my Christmas shopping in October,
pre-November,
because I just can't deal with the stress and it's just too much. Mm. But now I've found out as well, it's the stress of everyone else that I feel too. So the collective world stress, it's a problem. Oh. That's okay. I'm dealing with it. I'm medicated, but maybe we need to flick up a bit more.
Okay, so as you're bustling around, say Westfield, for example, and you're sort of looking for things, and are they going to get to that sale before? Like, so everybody's around you.
No, I can just feel that everyone's like, I need to buy things. Like, I can feel the stress of everyone.
Well, it's a good time to buy Christmas presents, isn't it? That's sort of what I'm doing.
Well, this is the thing, right? The Black Friday sales, it's kind of like some are starting now. So, you've got quite a few that have started yesterday, whatever. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, got to take advantage because I've got to save money. When does the Black Friday sale start? Like, what that?
Question, are you talking about when you're in the shopping centre?
I'm talking about online as well.
Online?
Yes.
Where's Where's the stress and the anxiety of people around you when you're sitting by yourself with your computer?
I bet I feel the stress of, got to get this product to 20% off. Oh, my God, got to get this product. Oh, free delivery, do I have a promo code?
But there's nobody around you.
Mm. I know, which is why I'm asking. Mm. Is it anxiety or just thinking a thing?
Tommy, do you want to take this one?
Like, do you feel the collective anxiety of everyone?
No.
I get it when you're talking in person inside a shopping complex. I get what you're talking about.
You don't. Nah.
You're sitting there by yourself.
The anxiety that I feel from about now to Christmas, if I'm buying things online, is it going to land in time? That's where you're.
That's fair.
Well, you've got.
Not
you've got history with Australia Post too.
So. I do. Not particularly at the tummy.
Not when you're sitting there by yourself with nobody around you. There's no pressures at all.
All right.
And you'll just click.
Instead of 40 grams of the fluoxetine, I'll take 60.
I don't know what that is.
No, nor do I. All right, here we go. So I think, I'm going to say that's anxiety.
Okay.
You're going to say that's anxiety? Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. As it anxiety. Thinking of things. Sorry.
Oh, I cooked it, mate. You heard the thing start.
I was like, because then I was thinking. I was like, wow, I really am quite.
You left the room.
Yeah, I'm disassociated. Sorry. Do you want to do it again?
One more go. Right. Here we go.
Anxiety. Or just thinking. Doing a thing. Yeah. Do better.
I give us a ring.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I am excited for this chat because we have a good friend of the show that we've not spoken to for a while.
Yes.
We are very proud of her. It's exciting times for her.
Do you reckon we've gone too hard? Do you reckon, we're like very good friend and now maybe she doesn't feel the same way. I don't know.
Let's find out. Alice Ivy joins us. Hey, Alice.
No way. I definitely feel the same way.
Yay.
We've known you for at least 5 years now, so I think we can claim it regardless of how often we talk.
100%. We go back. We go way back. It's so great to chat. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, thanks for blessing us with Do I Need to Know What Love Is? Because it's a cracking tune, you, Josh Teskey, and we're giving it a flogging here at the moment on K-Rock.
Yes, I'm stoked. It's, I loved making this song and it's so good to hear it on K-Rock, honestly. Like, my family back in Geelong keep messaging me saying they've heard it on the radio and stuff, so it means the world. Thank you.
Oh, bless. Well, it is part of your third album, Do What Makes You Happy. And you've got a bit of a special because independent artists are doing it bloody tough, Alice, and you're trying to remedy that.
100%. So, I'm not sure if a lot of people know this, but especially indie artists, it's really, really hard for us to chart in Australia. It's just because the way the charts are calculated here, it's quite backwards. And unfortunately, us little indie artists are up against some of the biggest superstars in the world, like Taylor Swift. And, Taylor Swift having billions of dollars of marketing spend, etc. Us indie artists are up in the same pool against those artists, and so it's really, really, really hard to cut through the noise. And it's quite interesting. Streaming, obviously, a lot of people are on Spotify and Apple Music, but unfortunately, streaming doesn't really count for much either. So it's up to us to have to really push physical sales. So that's whether it be a vinyl or selling a digital download, which is kind of wild.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got a deal for your album to sort of maybe help us get our hands on it?
Absolutely. So I'm currently running a promotion where you can buy a digital download of my new album for $2.
Right.
And all you got to do is jump onto my Instagram, which is at Alice Ivy Music, hit the link in my bio and it will take you directly to a link that says buy my album for $2. And that way you can support me, you can support the album, and you can support independent Australian music. It's really, buying a pre-sale like this can honestly make the biggest difference. And I'm not sure when the last time a girl from Geelong was in the RHR.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. So honestly, it sounds wild, but a $2 download can honestly change my life. And so, yeah, that's the promotion we're running at the moment.
You've been traveling around the world, Europe, the States, and doing some collabs for this album. We know you do love a collab. You always have. And obviously Josh Teskey features on the latest one. But Mallrat, and I'm excited to hear that you found Sam Sparrow. I know that sounds weird, but we were only talking maybe 6 months ago about, because we still play Black and Gold, which is an all-time banger. But I and Loggy and I were saying, whatever happened to Sam Sparrow? Where did he go?
I know, right? It was pretty amazing being able to write a song with Sam Sparrow. Yeah. He's actually doing quite well in Los Angeles. So he's doing quite well for himself. And we actually wrote that song over Zoom. So I'm glad that you went deep on the record, though. That one's a bit of a deep cut. It's not one of the singles, so
mate,
that's amazing.
It's just what we do. For $2, mate, I'll go the whole way.
He'll go so deep.
I'll go deep for
You've
$2.
You've got no idea.
I'm sorry. Why do we always find
a way to make it weird
with you, Alice Ivy? I'm so sorry.
Nah. But yeah, you're right. I have travelled the world over the past 3 years making this album. I've spent a bit of time in the States and the UK, and I've worked so hard on this album, and I'm so lucky that I'm able to work with so many incredible artists. And it can be yours for $2.
Love that. Once again, check out Alice Ivy's socials and for all the details. Alice, I have to say as well, thank you so very much for highlighting Ocean Grove Beach, because it is on the front cover, but also you did some of the promo shots there. I'm like, where is this woman? She's sitting here on a chair enjoying the beach. It's right here in OG.
100%. Yeah, I'm really lucky. So obviously I grew up in Geelong. I went to Matthew Flinders and I spent a lot of time at Ocean Grove Beach. And my brother, who's also, you know, who also grew up in Geelong, we were kind of brainstorming about where we could shoot this album cover. And we decided, you know what, like, let's pick a home location. And so we decided to head down to Ocean Grove Beach one sunny afternoon and we got it done. So yeah, a bit of touch of home on the album cover too, which is really sweet and nice.
That's lovely. Log obviously lives down in OG and actually lost, what colour were they? A pair of thongs?
Black ones. Black I didn't thongs. Lose them. They got stolen
well,
duo
stolen,
twice.
Stolen, lost. You didn't happen to see any black thongs sort of hanging around that bench you were sitting on?
No, oh my gosh, that's my worst nightmare. Mm. When you go out for a swim and then you come back and your shoes are gone.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm really sorry that you've gone through that.
It sounds like you're selling it a bit too much. Sounds like you got yourself maybe a new pair of thongs, Alice.
Oh.
No, you never would. You'd steal a bucket hat for sure, but you'd never steal some thongs.
I definitely steal a bucket hat for sure.
Alice, we are bloody loving your work, mate. We are stoked for Do What Makes You Happy. For just $2, as Log said, jump on the socials and find out more about that. In the meantime, we're very much enjoying Do I Need to Know What Love Is, featuring Josh Teskey. Thanks for having a chat to us, and we'll catch up with you next time you're in town.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Can you dye your mush stash? That's the question we're asking today, because you were on a Zoom yesterday with some mates.
Yeah, and one of them had a big hairy caterpillar on his lip, and it was a shade that we'd never seen before. Dark. Right. He's a relatively fair guy. He's not blonde, but he's relatively fair. And this was not a fair mo.
Okay.
This was a grizzly bear sort of dark brown arrangement. No one said anything except for in like the group chat afterwards that But no one wants to say anything to him about it, because actually none of us knew whether you can physically go ahead and dye your moustache. And maybe what the motivation would be behind that. Darren has called through from Leopold. Morning, Darren.
Yeah, good morning.
Have you ever dyed your moustache, mate?
No, I haven't dyed my moustache, but I used to peroxide my hair, which used to be super painful, just so that I could go with the regrowth sort of look when I was in my younger days, early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good.
That's exactly what I did.
At all. Yeah.
How old are you, can I ask?
I'm 46 now, and I do have quite a lengthy beard at the moment, and it could probably do with a bit of a rinse to it, because it's got probably three or four different colours going through. There's a bit of brown, a bit of red, a bit of grey.
Do a before and after.
And a bit of corn? Is there a bit of corn in there as well?
Usually the wife doesn't like it at all.
Yeah. Darren, just don't peroxide the beard, all right? That would
burn. Definitely not, Lingy.
Get some Just For Men, do a before shot and then an after, and then send it to us.
Yeah, we'd love to see it.
No, not going to happen.
No, okay. that's fair. I love that. So he's 46, so he's got about 4 years older than me. Mm. So when he was in his early 20s doing it, I was in my teens doing it as well. Oh, so cute.
Were you intentionally going for the regrowth look?
Yeah,
as
the
well?
Blonde. That, yeah, because that was the cool look. It was the blonde tips of that with the dark regrowth, spiky hair.
Cool.
Very
hey,
cool.
mate. Did. Very average with the ladies, actually.
Yeah.
We're talking dying mustaches, though, not blonde frosty tips like Tommy. Kev from Armstrong Creek's on the line. Kev, have you done your moustache?
Yeah, my wife likes me to... She's a hairdresser, so she does it for me. And, yeah, I've got a shaved head, but the beard's white, so, yeah, keeps it black like it normally should be.
Nice.
So that's to, can I say, maybe look a little younger?
Oh, you could say that, Lingy. Yeah.
Okay.
46, okay. But feeling 32 sometimes.
Nice.
I love that your wife is a hairdresser, so she does the dyeing for you?
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have nothing to do with it normally, yeah.
Yeah, so I just like this envision you having, like, the foils in your moustache and stuff, you know, like they do in there. Is that how it works?
No. It's just a rub-on...
I wouldn't have said that at all, Kev. I don't know if we can continue this conversation.
No, I love that from Kev. One person who I do know used to dye his moustache and goatee.
Yeah.
Was, remember the footy player Jason Ackermanus?
Yeah, Acker, yeah.
Let's not mention him.
Yeah, but he'd do it darker because he wanted to not be known as a redhead. He was trying to hide his redheaded roots.
He's a loser.
Very disappointing.
Got bleach blonde hair he always had.
And then a dark goatee moustache.
Mate, why not go for the same colour?
Be a redhead and proud.
Match
proud.
The drapes. Yeah. Okay, all right.
What?
Nothing.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Time for lyrical headlines. AJ from the newsroom is with us. AJ, you always have a theme for us. What is it this week?
I do have a theme. I'm going with exactly what music was truly created for. We're going breakup songs.
Okay. Nice.
Anything you want to tell us, mate? You okay? Welfare check.
You need a girlfriend to break up.
Okay.
Well. Hey, inquire within 52232955.
If you love the dulcet tones of our own AJ, and as you should. All right. So what you're going to do is you're going to read the lyrics to these songs as if it's your day job. You're reading news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If you get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
I think we're ready to play Lyrical Headlines, the breakup edition, question number one.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update, and here's the thing. We started out friends and it was cool, but it was all
Tom,
pretend.
It's Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone.
Let's hear it.
Oh,
that was quick.
Radio staple.
Yeah.
I've played that song 3,000 times in my career.
And it's a classic. That's why kids get it.
Well done, Tommy.
Thank you. All right. Breakup edition of Lyrical Headlines. Question number two.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Tom.
And What is going on?
It's Landslide, so it's either Fleetwood Mac or The Chicks.
It's Fleetwood Mac. And that is correct.
Come on, guys.
Impressive.
Have you never broken up with anyone?
I know.
Well done.
it's pretty badass to perform this song while making the person you wrote it about play the guitar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As Stevie did with Lindsay Buckingham.
Oh, I love it. Come on, we've got time for the last one.
We absolutely do. We have absolutely smashed through this round. All right, question number three. This is for fun. It's the breakup edition, which doesn't sound very fun, of Lyric Headlines.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update, and my girlfriend, my dumb donut, went out to a party just the other night. 3 hours later, 7 shots of Jaeger. She was in the bedroom with another guy,
okay,
and don't really want to know.
It's the Offspring. Oh, gosh, I brought the music back up. It's the Offspring. I don't know.
Do you know it, Log?
I knew it was the Offspring, but isn't it?
Feet all up in the air.
5, 4... 3.
I don't know. I can't remember the
point,
name. Damn
half
it.
Point.
I don't really. Does anyone want to have a guess on the title?
No.
I won't know it.
Right. It's Spare Me the Details.
Spare Me the Details.
Damn it.
I would have got there if I had been kept going with the lyrics, but that's all right.
And,
topical.
For anyone that missed out on our chat with the Offspring, you can catch it on our podcast or on our YouTube channel at K-Rock.
You would have caught up with that one, Cameron Ling, by
now. Yeah, absolutely. I loved you two going and chatting with them. You were so pumped about it. Give yourself the winner sound effect, Tommy.
Oh,
you win lyrical headlines.
All right, thank you.
We've got still time. I mean, let's
you want to do another one? There
well,
is
wait,
a fourth.
Well, you know, AJ's gone to the trouble.
All right, fine. Well, I've already had the winner sound effect. I don't know if we can continue to play after I've had the winner.
Go
okay,
on.
Here we go.
Got time.
Fine. All right, question number 4.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. You were my sun, you were my earth, but you didn't know all the ways I loved you, no. So you took a chance and made other plans, but I bet you didn't think it would come crashing down. No, you don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from him. Now there's just no chance for you and me. There'll never be, and don't it make you sad about it.
Tom, it's Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake.
That would be a clean sweep.
Ah, come on.
All right, guys. You guys need more emotional trauma in your life.
Oh,
swear to God.
Oh, Tommy, brilliant performance.
Thank you.
For the year, you are up by 3.
Okay,
with,
back out again.
With
back out again.
3 to play.
Oh, all right, AJ. Always a pleasure. Thanks, mate, for another cracking round.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.